Good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing? You look beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Oh, you know what? This is a good time to pray. Let us just settle into this moment right here, right now. And I love it because this is our moment. This is our moment to connect, our moment to go within and to settle down into what we truly are. We are spiritual beings, you and I, having this experience here on this earth plane. And when we look at it through the eyes of spirit, how beautiful and glorious and joyful it is. So we breathe in this morning and we breathe out and we blend our consciousness together in this service and uplift one another and let our joy, let our vibrations flow out the doors and reach and touch anyone who is seeking this truth. So we thank you, dear God, for this service, for being able to come into this structure, for this beautiful chapel, for the warmth that we feel when we enter into these doors. We thank you, dear God, for one another, for being together, for choosing to come and worship here at Unity Church of Light. And for the music and for the words, we know that you are expressing yourself through us out into the community. So for this and all things, dear God, we give you praise this morning and say, thank you, God, and so it is. Amen.
Like, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. Morning. The daily word today is aspire. I aspire to help create a world that works for all. I hold a vision of an equitable world, a global community that supports and encourages all people to live fully and reach their unique potential. I feel a kinship with those who hold a similar vision and work to realize it. My past experiences and present perspective show me what is mine to do and how I can contribute to realizing my vision. I trust I will be guided and inspired to find avenues of service where the things I do best and most enjoy doing will be most helpful. I bless people I may never meet, and I offer my time, talents, and effort to further my vision of a new way of living. With clarity of purpose, I take my place among a growing network of caring and visionary souls. Today's message is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. The gifts he gave were to equip the saints for the work of ministry for building up of the body of Christ.
Good morning. It's so wonderful to be up here. You guys are so beautiful. You ladies and gentlemen are so beautiful. Not you guys. I hate it when people say you guys. Welcome to Unity Church of Light. What a wonderful place to be. So let's begin by reciting, reading the vision and mission statements of our church. The vision statements, let's say this together. Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And the mission statement, Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. Our unity affirmation is repeated by unity churches all around the world. So together, let's do this also. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent. So let's just take a few moments to think about what that really means. To yourself, what does that mean? So just kind of close your eyes for a second, a few moments, and just think about it. There's only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotence. Thank you. So now we're going to bless the youth of the world and the spiritual youth inside of ourselves. So together, let's say this with enthusiasm and zeal. Children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. The announcements. Next week, we are having our annual membership meeting. We know we've been dying for this. Something that we do every year in order to elect new board members and also to bring the congregation up to understand exactly what the board has been doing and how our church has been progressing, and we've been doing great. So that's next Sunday, immediately after our regular service. You will be receiving so in the upcoming blast, there will be a Zoom link that you can connect to. If you can't come next week in person, you can always attend on Zoom. So, and that will be on the in the e-blast next Wednesday. So be sure and look for it, and then you'll be able to attend. But we do encourage you to attend here in person because it's more intimate, and it's it's important that as members, we participate in our church activities. So there's some spring classes coming up. Renetta's going to be teaching the Christ Church, the Christ class, and that is a credit class if you're wanting to take it for credit, and you can also take it just for fun. It's a very, very good class. The Unity 101 classes continue, and the next one will be March 12th, and that will be 12:15 after a little fellowship on that day and then the class. I'm going to be teaching a class on in person at the Unity South Church beginning next Thursday at 11:30. So if you want to attend, you can see me and I'll give you more details. Anything else? I think that's about it. So now we will have some more music.
Times in my life when I believe I can do no wrong. Oh, moments that I yes, I can believe I am shining brighter. Sister, get up and believe. Away from you.
right. Let's see if I have it too loud. I can be too loud sometimes, huh? Well, good morning. We're about to enter into the season of Lent, which begins next Wednesday. So if you're not doing anything, come to Wednesday prayer service. Kick off Lent season with us. Ash Wednesday, it's the beginning of the season of Lent. And I was looking up some stuff, and the word Lent is a verb which comes from the Anglo-Saxon word which means to lengthen. That's interesting, huh, that they would choose that word. But when we think about the period preceding Easter, that the Christian churches use for fasting and abstinence and penitence, we in Unity, we tend to think that those things are not physical things, that the fasting is fasting from thoughts that may create something other than what we want to create in our environment. And so abstinence, we tend to not do those things or try to work those thoughts so that what we're in the midst of is our spiritual nature, our Christ self. So the next 40 days, and we'll have some booklets out here for you shortly. They didn't come in this week, so as soon as they come in, we'll follow along with Silent Unity's 40 days of praying and fasting on the Word, on good things, on the truth. So anyway, I said all that to say this. The ground is fertile right now. And you've heard me say that a lot. Fertile ground, that's when the whole world's thoughts is focused in on an activity or a day or a season. But we do it all the time, so it becomes a natural part. But guess what? If we just focus in a little more energy, a little more attention during these times when it's fertile, wow, I believe that's planting seeds. Seeds that are grow tall and spread and catch hold of somebody. And somebody sitting out there may say, wow, what was that? But anyway, we take the opportunity to fast from the negative, from fear, doubt. Maybe there's something deep within you that you haven't forgiven someone for. That's a good opportunity. This time of year reminds me that when I fast or when something comes to me that I want to work on during this period of Lent, some habit I want to let go of, some thought I want to keep from reoccurring in my life, I think of that as an ending of an old way. Now, we think of endings nowadays as a fight, well, of our human self, we think of an ending as being final, right? When people go through transitions, then we think, oh boy, that's terrible, you know? Because sometimes people will lose a friendship, let go of a friendship, or someone leaves town and they think that's final. But it's just a matter of how your thinking is programmed, and we're gonna rewire ourselves a little bit, because an ending can be just the beginning we need. You think that could be true? Something ending can be just the step you need to begin again, or to step out into a new beginning. For instance, when I was working at this job, I got laid off. And I thought, oh, you know, but I was in Unity. And when I talked with the minister, she said, you know, an ending is a beginning. Let go of any fear or doubt in your heart that you're going to find something else for yourself to do. Let go of that fear and that doubt, because this is an opportunity to step out into something that you may be more suitable for. So an ending can often be a beginning. I brought the book to show you. I don't know if any of you have read this book or have this book, but it's Finding Yourself in Transition by Robert Brummett. Might be a good one for me to do a class on one day, because this is really an excellent. When I went through a class for this study based on this book, it revolutionized my whole world, because I've rewired my thinking. And when things came to a point where they ended or fell out of my life, it didn't feel so scary, you know, because I knew that this is my opportunity to step into a new beginning, whether it be a new way to live my life without a relationship that I might have had, a physical relationship, or whether it be a new way of thinking and looking at things. So, in Robert Brummett's book, Finding Yourself in Transition, he says, there are natural transitions at work in the universe which change our lives rapidly. We may question the meaning or purpose in what we are experiencing. Is it an ending or is it a beginning? You know, we have the weather. Anybody know about the weather? There's still evidence of it out here now, of the earth taking a rest, right? We look at the trees and they're not budding yet. When the leaves begin to fall in the fall, I used to think, oh, the whole earth is dying. But I never thought it wouldn't come back. It's just the way my thinking processed things. Just as they took a rest, which might have been conceived as an ending of the way things were right then, an ending of the warm weather, an ending of mostly sunny days. The beginning is here and now. Because what's happening? The days are lengthening, right? So we have an ending to it being dark at 6, and well, it's still kind of dark at 6 in the morning. But there's an ending. If you've been watching, the days are starting to stretch out. And as they stretch out, what happens? We're energized. We have a new beginning. We're ready to step out into spring, right? And in our minds, we can think of the same thing. We're transitioning from being inside, wearing heavy clothing, to getting lighter and brighter. And the same thing happens in consciousness. As you begin to let go of those thoughts that hold you back, the negative things, when you begin to let go of when you hear a news story, taking it and seeing it in that negative light, and boy, we've had a lot of them lately. But when we hold on to the fact that there is a presence and there is a power that's greater than all this darkness, we begin to see the light, don't we? We begin to see the light of truth, and we begin to know we're stepping into a new beginning. So it's a choice, really. It's a choice. When we think of the season and the crucifixion and the resurrection, we begin to see an ending and a beginning, an ending of an old erroneous way of living, an ending of old era thoughts, ending of thinking that when a person lays down their body, that's a finality. And we begin to see through the eyes of resurrection, through an uplift, through a light, through a transaction, through a new beginning, a new form, a new experience. You know, just think if people didn't believe in a resurrection. If they didn't believe that there was just a finality that occurs. I know I, for one, used to believe that. Kind of scary, isn't it? To think that nothing is going to exist in any form or fashion. That it's just over and we go to a place. But you know, there's more to it than that. We have a chance at a new beginning, a chance to make a change. Things are beginning to come together for us when we change our thinking. Of course, I always think back to Moses' time being in the wilderness. The wilderness is a time of growth, not a time of being stuck into one way or one thought. It's a time of growth. It's a time of preparation. When they journeyed around 40 days and 40 nights, which that number is not actual days, it's just significance of completion. When you come full circle, then you can step into the promised land. Then you can live your life through the Christ presence and not sink back into fear, doubt, and worry. When you can come to a point where you know everything, and I mean everything under the sun, is working together for your good. If you can wrap your mind around that, then you're stepping into a new beginning. You're letting that old thought fall off. I like a Bible analogy about you can't put new wine into an old wineskin. When you shed that old way of thinking, you're stepping into the newness of a new beginning. And we have lots of beginning, endings and beginnings. As you sit there, I'm sure you can think of some in your own life. Those of you who have experienced birth, you had the experience of carrying another human with you, and then that ended. But it didn't sever, it was a new beginning, right? A new experience, a new way of going forth in this thing called human life. I always remember one presence, one power. Because when I bring that to mind, I know that no matter what I may be walking through, it's just an ending that's going to shed the light on a new beginning. Who likes this affirmation? Let go and let God. That's one of our favorites, isn't it? Don't take it lightly. Letting go, it's not saying be stagnant and do nothing. It's saying let that ending rest and step into your new beginning. Find ways to express yourself and let God express through you in this new beginning. It came to me as I was contemplating this lesson. You know, I'm a scripture person. I always, in the back of my mind, think about scriptures, and I'm always drawn to the Bible. And in the Bible, I begin to think about in Genesis, that first chapter of Genesis. We know the first chapter of Genesis is about consciousness. The ideas being formulated. And it begins, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. When we think of darkness, it draws me to thinking about endings because it's dark, it's void, nothing's going on. And then the light dawns, right? We step into a new beginning. And this is the part where it says, Spirit or God or divine energy moved upon the face of the waters. That spirit, that energy moves in us and said, let there be light. And light turns on that light bulb, right? It turns on that thinking. It turns on that uplifted thought. And that light is the beginning. The new beginning. And this is really neat too, because God called the light day, right? That's your beginning. And the darkness he called night. That's the ending. And if you read through the verses, this is what I really found interesting. Reading through the verses, what does it say at the end of each creation? It says, and then evening and the morning were the first day. But evening is first, that ending to what was existent before, moving into the light, which is the new beginning. And then this, when it gets towards the end, what happens? And God saw everything that he had made. Remember, we're dealing with consciousness. And behold, it was very good. And here we go again. Evening, because that's completed. And then morning, And then on the seventh day, what do we say happened? Rest. Rest. When you pass through an evening of an event in your life and step into that new beginning, take time to rest and to trust. Rest and to trust. And God saw everything that he had made and declared it good. Evening, because that's complete, and the transition is coming. We're going to move into the next thing to do, which is rest. So when we develop deep inner feelings and consciousness that endings are followed by new beginnings, we can rest and trust Spirit to lead and guide us. Do not doubt in your heart that it's not the truth. God is expressing through you in every moment, and when we surrender and let it happen, sometimes I block it, don't you? Oh, no, that's not going to happen. Disappointment. But when we let go of those endings, when we let go of those feelings, we can step into the newness of the light. But it takes that rest and trust piece. It takes that rest and trust. So, take some time to look through any experience that you're trying to hold on to because you're thinking the ending is not going to produce a good beginning, a good light. Let that go and move into the light of your new beginning. Robert Brummett wrote in his book, "The end is where we start." And when we look at the trees, they rest in the winter. They give the appearance of being dead. But what happens in the spring? Oh, wow. Don't miss your opportunities in life being stuck back in the ending, not wanting to let go. Sometimes we shy away from beginnings because it's uncharted territory. But know there is nowhere that you can go that Spirit is not. That God loves us so much. Spirit loves us so much. We're such a part of divine energy that we were told we would never be left alone. We are eternal beings, and we will journey through many endings and beginnings in our lives. But always keep the consciousness lifted, knowing that any activity from an ending point to a beginning point is going to be a transition well worth it. Step into it gladly. Let life flow. We talk a lot about life flowing and getting in the flow. Get into the flow. Move with it. One way to do that, and we're going to do that right now, is to get into, I know I talk about it every week, but prayer and meditation connects us. It connects that beginning and ending together so that there's a smooth flow when we don't block the current with fear and doubt. So right now, right here, let's prepare our minds and our hearts to enter into a time of meditation. Let's do so by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Take a deep breath. Deep breath. As we settle into this time of prayer. Yes, we know that, as Robert Brummett says, the end is where we start from. Trees rest in the winter. Things begin to awaken in the spring. It's important to know that there is always a beginning. One presence, one power in the universe and in our lives. We are always on the brink of endings. But it's our perception, how we look at things. If we turn within in prayer and in meditation, we begin to gain the strength to know that nothing has come to stay. There is only one sure thing, and that's our spirit within. Breathing in and breathing out, we prepare our minds to fast from anything that would keep us from knowing our true nature. We step out of the darkness into the light. And that light shines deep within. And you and I right now, we're on a journey. We're on a journey moving deep within ourselves to that region where we step over the threshold of our inner chamber and immediately know the power and the presence of Spirit. That light is shining brightly. And we know that we're in the place where we commune and connect and know and fill ourselves with the awareness of the Christ that is within us. So in this moment, we take some time in the peace, in the tranquility, and we rest and we trust in the quiet. Dear God, we thank you for your energy, your love, for the activity of the Holy Spirit moving in and throughout our very beings. We know that we can overcome, just as our way shower overcame many eons ago. We know that your gentle presence and spirit is always with us, leading and guiding and directing. We know that through every ending, you are with us into the beginnings of our lives, into the newness of activity that occurs within us. So we take these moments just to say thank you, Spirit. Thank you for bringing us into the awareness that we can always begin again. We are so grateful as we feel each other's presence in this room, supporting and loving each new beginning. So we thank you, dear God, in the name of the living, loving Christ moving in and throughout all creation, reaching, touching, uplifting. And we claim all that has been prepared for us right here, right now, in the name of the living, loving Christ. And we know that it is so, and so it is. Amen. I have an affirmation, and the affirmation is, in your bulletins, the gentle presence of spirit guides and directs me. Let's affirm that together. The gentle presence of spirit guides and directs me. And just as we know that for ourselves, look at someone and remind them by affirming you together. The gentle presence of spirit guides and directs you. And as a sense of community, as a spiritual community, reaching out and touching others, let's affirm this using the word us together. The gentle presence of spirit guides and directs us. And guess what? We know what to do, and we do it right. And we move through those endings into our new beginnings. Bless you. I just want to express gratitude for the gifts that you've been given this ministry. The gift of not only monetarily, but the gift of your service. We couldn't do a lot of things without each and every one of you coming in, sharing your consciousness with the community. And so I'm reminded in Luke 6:38, where it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." We can never outgive the good that has been given to us. So I just want to bless you all and thank you for your gifts. And let's affirm together our prayer of prosperity. Together, divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God.